This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Another blast hit Gaza's largest refugee camp on Wednesday, a day after Palestinian health officials said an Israeli airstrike killed about 50 people and wounded 150 there. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas says the strikes killed several hostages it took in its October 7th attacks on Israel. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
It wasn't immediately clear how many casualties came in the second strike, but Hamas says that the incidents killed several of the hostages it took in the October 7th attacks on Israeli communities. The Israeli military says the strikes killed two senior Hamas commanders, including a ringleader of the October 7th attacks, as well as a Hamas command and control center. Israel accuses Hamas of hiding its weapons and infrastructure in civilian populations, such as tunnels, intentionally endangering civilians. Hamas accuses Israel of genocide.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The U.S. State Department has confirmed a number of U.S. citizens trapped in Gaza have crossed into Egypt after a deal was reached to allow foreigners to leave the enclave.
An initial group of foreign nationals, including U.S. citizens, departed Gaza through Rafah today. And we expect exits of U.S. citizens and foreign nationals to continue over the next several days.
Spokesman Matthew Miller. Israel's ambassador to Moscow gave new details of the weekend riot at an airport in southern Russia when a flight from Tel Aviv landed there, saying some of the passengers had to hide in the terminal before being flown by helicopter to safety. The ambassador blamed Sunday's unrest on extremist elements resulting from indoctrination of the mostly Muslim